Don't you love it? Don't you love it? This is Lucas World. We're back on another beautiful, well, not really sunny day here, but it's the beginning of the year, and this is the first show since the new year began, and I have the pleasure and the honor of sharing it with Stephen Douglas Whitener. And I think people should do this more often. We're like relaying from one show to another. We're actually combining the two, and it's such a cool idea. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Luca. And I suppose this will stand alone in the archives, too. But Happy New Year, everybody. If you didn't catch us the last hour, I'm really glad to be here. And I hope RBN doesn't get sick of me before the day's over, because I'll be back with Mike Gaddy to talk about the actual history of events here later on today on Rebel Madman, too. So, but oh, cool. I had 2 weeks off, folks. I can't keep my mouth shut. I'm sorry. Yeah. But no, anyway, it's really good. Thanks a lot, Luca. Yeah.
It's really good. And you're screwed now, because we're going to do this more often. Because, you know, we talked about all kinds of stuff last hour, and we kind of gave you, you know, Stephen Douglas Whitener's feel for things, you know, the taste, you know, come taste the band. This is a different sort of wine. Well, we want to continue the conversation in depth and, you know, have Luca change the taste a little bit, you know, add a little salt, add a little pepper, add a little thyme, and, you know, talk about the same thing. And it turns out being a different version of the same thing, it's not better or worse. It's unifying, right? Which is what we should be doing. And with my spin on things, it's been obvious that, you know, evil has control over everything, and they're trying to, you know, take our souls away, literally. And this hour, I want to bring up two really important clips that prove it. I want to talk very quickly about Kevin McCarthy also, and about what's going on with him and why. Even though I don't follow politics at all, that's one of the things I've always said. I don't follow politics. I don't know about you, Stephen, but it's like, I don't play the game. It's just like paying taxes. You know, once you know what the truth is, you don't want to contribute.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to cast one last vote, and that's for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, it's everywhere. You know, C.S. Lewis wrote about it in 1942, and we're going to talk about that. And also, going inside is going to be really important if we have time to get into that, because Stephen was nice enough to ask me about my health on the last show. And I want to mention a little bit on masks as well in the medical moment. And let's just start off this way. People have to turn off their phones. Now that we know Satan's devices, if you look that up, it's in the Bible. It's really cool. You know, because we know Satan's devices, and we hold them every day. And I can tell you, being around kids, like I am, and having them around me and living around me, the nose in the iPhone, shut it off. Take it from them and shut it off. Have a little basket by the door where you put the phone, you shut the phone off, put it in the basket, and come in. That's the first thing you do. Stephen, I don't know about you, but I'm really seeing people poisoned by that all the time.
And yeah, I agree. It's like I remember a time when I wasn't attached to this little NSA LoJack, you know, and sometimes I leave it behind just on purpose. Just, no, I don't need that right now. I'm going wherever I'm going without it, incommunicado completely. I'm sure that's a thought crime, too, or a crime. In one of these days, it'll be a crime for you to try to travel untracked. And I suppose there's probably already enough surveillance to where that's practically impossible today anyway, that wherever we go, especially in a technological world, that we're being tracked and traced. It's a surveillance state. I mean, that's what we live in now, you know? You talked about your health and how you recovered. I was remembering this movie I saw long ago. It was a George Lucas movie. The guy that did Star Wars did this movie called THX 1138, and that was the number of this guy. And the society that he lived in was just a nightmare, a sexless, drugged up society underground where everybody was slave labor. And they would go to their medicine cabinet and it would talk to them and say, what's wrong? And then they'd say, oh, I got a headache or whatever. Whatever. It was always, they'd take all of these, they kept, and drug evasion was a crime, not drug use, but of trying to get off of the drugs that they were forced to take. And I mean, we live in such, that's the way things seem to me today. It's almost like a prophecy. Yeah.
It's programming society. Would it not be Hollywood just showing us where we're going? Because they already know, and this is already planned and engineered, right? Like so many of them. You know, Schindler's List is just sitting there laughing at us because they can lie through their teeth about the 6 million and about Hitler being a monster and all this stuff. And it just goes on and on. And I'm going to talk about Hollywood also in a certain way today. I really think it's important to, Luca, why don't you take the calls before getting into something else? We have John from New Hampshire on the line. Steve, you want to take him?
Sure. Hi.
Let's go.
Hi, John.
Yeah, this is John. I forgot that I called in the last hour. I forgot to mention a couple of quick things. And so I'm sure you guys are going to have another great broadcast here. But Stephen, I just sent you the email. So, yeah, whenever you get a chance, yeah. But anyway, yeah, and the other suggestion, another suggestion that I had was, too, so I wouldn't have to keep on bugging you. Like, if you wouldn't mind, like, while you play or before or after you play a song, like you did that, like, at the end of the show when you mentioned John Kay. And so then I got it. I said, well, it's John Kay, but then I didn't know the name of the song, but I figured it was Bold Marauder, and I happened to be
there
right.
There you go. That's it.
If you wouldn't mind doing that that way, like I said, because it would help all us music fanatics out here. But then, other than the music thing, because I don't want to be a one trick pony here, just music guy. I do have now. This would have been a call more appropriate for when you had those two guests, because I don't know. You probably heard of this guy. He's been wrongly accused, and the poor guy. His name is Matt Hale. Have you ever heard of Matt Hale?
That doesn't ring a bell, but my memory is not what it used to be. I have read about January 6th people. Is he one of those?
No. He's been in jail basically for about roughly 20 years, and most of that time has been in solitary confinement for a crime that he didn't do. He got a ridiculously heavy-handed 40-year sentence because he basically is sticking up for the white race. But anyway, you can learn more about him, people, if people are interested. The website to go to is freematthale.org. And Matt Hale is just MATTHALE, freematthale.org. And the other a website that I wanted to promote is this guy. He's from Canada. He's a Canadian guy. His website is, well, it's called Fitzpatrick Informer, but it's Fitz, how you get to it is fitzinfo.net. FITZINFO.net. That's a great website for very, very in-depth information. Now, I must say, truthful, I don't agree with him on everything because he is a Catholic. I'm not a Catholic. But it's not really about that website. It's really, it's more like political. It's just a treasure trove of information. And the other website that I want to promote you guys is a website from a guy out in Indiana. It's a health website. He's totally against vaccines. He did yeoman research. He's just a regular person, but because he was so passionate about the topic of vaccines, he really looked into it. And his website is stoptheshots.com. You got to look up. It doesn't have the HTTPS. You just got to go to www. stoptheshots.com. And this guy, like, he's in his early 80s. He lives in Indiana. He hasn't been to a doctor in over 50 years. And that site there is like anybody that believes in vaccines, this website would be the antidote to that, fallacy or that, fairy tale.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, John. It was said earlier this week that it seems like the anti-vax movement has been set back decades by this latest clot shot fiasco. They're coming out now and prominent people saying that, oh, this clot shot is terrible, but they're not anti-vaccine. And we had a movement going where people were really starting to question that. I was injured myself back, with the H1N1 thing, and I made a big mistake. I'll tell anybody, don't take those shots. They harm you. And, you know, from my, you know, the worst, the most expensive teacher of all taught me that bad experience. So I agree with that. But do you think that that it set that movement back, this thing that's happened the latest? Because you have these people coming out that will say, well, you know, this shot's bad. It's experimental. But I'm not anti-vax people. They just keep pushing that out, too, to try to steer the narrative, maybe, I guess is the way to put it.
Yeah, well, it's a good point that you make. I know that there's different opinions on it, but I'll tell you one thing. This guy, it might be kind of hard to find this guy's website, because now that I'm thinking about it, because if you go to Stop the Shots, you'll get this website that's against shots for pets, which is great. Oh. But it's not the one that I'm talking about, so it's kind of weird. But this guy, you might have to put in... That's really weird. I don't know, that this is kind of crazy, but it's Ingrid's had this guy on her broadcast before, so maybe I don't know. His name is Jim O'Kelly. Maybe if you put Jim O'Kelly, Kelly is K-E-L-L-Y, Jim O'Kelly, Stop the Shots. And but that website there is a real treasure trove of information. That guy, I mean, it's just amazing what one average person can do when they have the passion to look into a subject in great detail and depth, and that's what he certainly did. So I hope people can find that. I hope they can find Fitzpatrick Informer, and you know, I appreciate all the work you guys are doing. So thank you so much, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you for your call, and we're all encouraging everybody to do what they can.
Yep.
And you know, Stephen and I are really together for the first time, and I think we're hopefully going to do this again. And we have a lot of stuff to cover today, and we have another caller on the line as well. I think it's somebody who's calling back, actually. But thank you so much for calling.
Hello.
Oh, there she is. That must be Frances from North Carolina.
Yes, the local pain of tail.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, two quick thoughts for you, and I'll let you go because there's a lot to take in. One, the song about I See Through Your Mask, I love that song. I've never heard it before, but I love it because it's priceless. And it reminds me of a commentary that Cynthia McKinney did during one of her commentary speeches, whatever lecture have you, about the indignities that are being done to humanity and the earth and so forth. And it takes a while to get through the commentary, the speeches she's doing, but you'll get to a point where she says, every morning when I wake up, I get up, I think about what I can do to fight against. And so I won't give you the whole thing. I'll let you look it up. And it's priceless what she is saying in those words. It is so strong. And I can see why she didn't remain in D.C. because she was basically kicked out because she fought against the system there, the District of Criminals. Speaking of the surveillance thing with the toys and so forth, yes, they've caused people to become addicted to that garbage because, quite frankly, they have to make it enticing, seductive, and so forth. So hence the reason why I have a sticker on the deck of the vehicle. It simply says, One Nation Under Surveillance, with cameras on it.
One. I love
yeah.
it.
That's true. Truer words. Yeah, very good.
Good one.
It's hysterical. And ever since I come across that sticker, I left it on there. I've never been questioned once about it. So either people are thinking or they're afraid to say something. I don't know which, and I don't worry about it. Meanwhile, I'll let you fellas go. Have a fun weekend. And just so you know, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple in my Corona and its variants.
Ah, there you go. Make you save one for me.
Okay.
Good one.
Later, fellas.
And, you know, I enjoy your calling, and I'd like you to listen to what we have coming up next.
Oh,
because,
absolutely.
Because I'm going to actually dedicate this clip to you, Frances, because
oh,
this is...
No.
This is really cool.
No.
Like her or not, Lauren Boebert has a question for Congress, and this is a question that they will never answer. This is a question that when answered or when tickled or when, you know, being subjected to it, it'll make the whole house of cards fall down. And you people have to hear this because we have two clips today and they're really important. One is a question that Lauren Boebert asks Congress. Let's have a listen. Yes, that's the one. Yeah, one question.
I have one question for the senators wanting to pass this $1.7 trillion omnibus bill. Why do you want to sexualize our children? I have four boys, and this law is targeting children of their ages all across America. This bill appropriates $1.2 million for LGBT students in San Diego, California, $500,000 for the Long Island Gay and Lesbian Youth Program, $105,000 for an LGBT youth program in Pittsburgh, $523,000 for Compass LGBTQ Youth Services in Lake Worth Beach, Florida. This isn't about consenting adults living their lives. I'm working hard in DC to protect the freedoms of all Americans, but this bill funds the sexualization of our children, and that is disgusting. It's un-American and it's wrong. And it's just another reason why I am a no on this omnibus.
Okay. So it's kind of the same reason why Ashley Babbitt's mom gets arrested by Capitol Police on the anniversary of her killing in front of Congress, right? It's the same thing. So with that one clip, you can talk about the Protocols of Zion all you want, all night long. Just like Stephen would talk about music, you know, mm-hmm. Stephen and I would actually talk about music all night long. What she's asking, why are you sexualizing the children?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can. You have your answer to drag queens. You have your answer to teaching kids, bringing nude couples in to 9 or 10 year old classes, have them around in a circle and watch them perform, you know, watch these adults perform, you know, positions for them. This is what they want. The Protocols of Zion, it's called the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. You can Google it. You can just start reading it, download it, get used to it, find out what it is. Everything is in there pretty much. It's a storybook. It's their playbook that they're going by. Stephen, you want to add something to that?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's like it's by design, and you can go and look at it there. I was thinking the reason that they're doing it, why, is because it's disgusting and because it's wrong. That's the reason they do everything, it seems like, that she asked that question, or she answered her own question at the end. They're doing it because it's disgusting and it's wrong. Un-American, I don't know that what that means anymore, but, you know.
Un-American, yeah, mm-hmm. as where we are now. And thank you for staying on the line with us, Francis. We have to go to a short break. I'm sorry, we have to go to a short break. We'll be right back. This is Lucas World. Don't go away.
Forever. plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
These final hours,
I'm not. But hi, oh, Luca, are you there?
There we
Luca?
Go.
I'm still there. Okay, sorry.
I'm sitting here wondering why Sam is not shutting the music off, and I'm sitting there trying to talk over him. That was cute. That was my mute button.
Boomer Mincha. I'm suffering from it every day, brother.
I'm sitting there telling him, Sam, would you shut the freaking music off, right? And he's right. And nobody told me that I was muted. I'm okay, so I'll start over. This is really cool. Okay, we have to start backwards from what we were talking about as far as Ashley Babbitt's mother getting arrested in front of the Capitol. Okay, to Kevin McCarthy also. If you look carefully at who the guy is, I mean, he's a WEF person. He's a Klaus Schwab person, okay? He had to win. You know, this is just like observing 5 minutes each, let's say. Oh, there's a Matt Gaetz that says his and others, okay, he and others were threatened by removal from committees if they don't vote for Kevin McCarthy as speaker. Right? You know, there's all kinds of stuff like that going on, and it's so corrupt, it's pathetic, and you just watch things play out. By the way, I'm really sorry about the mute button. I was trying to figure out why he was keeping that music going so long.
Happens to me all the time.
Oh man, that's amazing. It just makes your blood boil. Stephen, am I wrong here?
No, these people are clowns, Luca. I mean, I'm just amazed that this is the best we have to offer. That, you know, it's like,
we're not in control. We're really not in control of anything. I'll give you two of them on Nancy Pelosi. New text and email evidence. Pelosi's staff secretly decreased security at the U.S. Capitol for January 6th while Pelosi organized film crew for that day. Another one says, please act surprised. She says messages leading up to the January 6th are disturbing. They're a Pandora's box.
Please act surprised. That's in her – of course. Okay.
You know?
Yeah, the whole thing is a script. You know, the whole Charlottesville was a script. Everything they have, all of these psyops scripted against us before they take place. Anything you may wish to say has already been taken down and scripted in evidence against you for your show trial, for whatever it is. You're guilty of thought crime. That's the level of tyranny that we have reached right now in this country, literally. I mean, it's the USSA. I really do think that's what time it is now. We are living in another Bolshevik revolution, and we haven't recognized that fact yet. But here we are.
You know, and I can even tell people flat out, without even knowing much about Congress at all, it won't fix itself. You know how the people are scrambled when they're leaderless? That's exactly what you saw. All I could think of is the word, you know, Congress and baboons. Right? It's all about money. It's all about ranking. It's about superiority. It's about power. It's about control. And I hear music in the background. I think that means we have a break coming up. That was a short break for me. I was on mute most of the time talking to myself. This is Luca's World. We will be right back. And I have a special guest, Stephen Douglas Whitener, with me from Thought Crime. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy fan.
Before your peers! Tear down the wall!
And that's exactly what we are doing. We are tearing down the walls. Listen to that carefully, how they're screaming, tear down the walls. That's exactly what we want to do. We have somebody on the line. Stephen and I are doing the show together. We have somebody on line with Marilyn. It looks like Lynn from Maryland. Is that right?
Hi, Luca. Merry Christmas. Not Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Luca and Stephen. And I'll only take less than a minute. I really appreciate the fact, and I love Sam, and I thank him for playing the Bonnie Raitt song, and also because I know, Luca, it's your favorite song, so I'm glad it played through. I'm sorry you were stressed through it. I loved it and cried. Okay, so Happy New Year to all. Actually, here's my prayer to you, and it's from 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish, pray, above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I love you.
I love you too, dear.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you both so much.
Don't you love it, Steve?
Thanks for listening and for calling, too. Thanks very much.
That's enough for me. I don't need to eat the whole week. That's enough food for me. I love it. And see, that's a soul, okay? And we have become a soulless society. And before I get into that, there's so much stuff I want to talk about. We were talking about Congress earlier before the break. Let's just finish that, because this is so important. And this is why I can compare it so much to matriarchy, okay? Because it's a polar opposite. It's the patriarchal government that was formed, ironically started by a matriarchal model. And this is when Ben Franklin goes to see the Iroquois in his time, and he sits down under the tree of peace with them, and he's instructed by the Iroquois of the matriarchal system, the two laws that something has to go through. You know, that's, they got that from them, right? Ben Franklin taking notes, he comes back. And the first, 22 years later, the first United States are formed on that model. That model is not working, obviously, because that gives women equal rights and power to men than men. You know, everybody's equal. Everybody pulls their part. That's the matriarchal way. And we're watching the patriarchal system fall apart. And it's the perfect time to explain why. and to talk about Native American issues as well, which are falling apart as well. The Native Americans themselves are more corrupt and more screwed up than, you know, than the non-natives are now, because that's all they've seen the last 400 years. So it's a long road. And that's why my message is so geared towards Native American issues.
I think that's a perfect example of what exactly this government has done. What this government has done for Native peoples is exactly what it wants to do for us. You know, that's the model. Yeah, they follow that model with everybody. Right? It's just, it's infuriating. Go ahead, sir.
My PhD friend, I don't want to interrupt you, I'm sorry. My PhD friend used to say, it's the same song played with different instruments. If you look at their intent right from the beginning, it's the same intent now. It's the same thing. They couldn't care less about us. If they did, they wouldn't poison us the way they're doing. But we're already poisoned down so much that 98% don't even see it. And we're the 2% awake. I'll put tape over my mouth, Stephen, next time. I'm sorry.
It's infuriating, and it's been going on a long time. They just keep taking a little more and a little more and a little more, and they don't have any more regard for us as they would roaches in their food. You know, that's how we are viewed by this masters of war, masters of money, this government. I mean, it's infuriating, and there's nothing operates according to common sense either. Everything is always twisted where anything that's supposed to help a certain issue, it ends up inflaming it, and it's just all about spending more of your money for something else, taking more away from you and giving it to the collective or to the interest, to the banker. And you know, it's not so much even the collective anymore, because everything that the collective gets is provided by borrowing more from the banker, so that we owe them even more. It just keeps ballooning up. It's an insane system. You know, there's just no way around it.
You said roaches in our food.
Earlier. Yeah, they consider us to be roaches in their food. What? That's the way they look at us. Yeah.
You had an inspirational moment, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to eat us. They have us eat bugs, right?
So it's ironic
because you just had an intuitional moment. That's what it's called. I'll give you a really good example. Okay, you see, Congress. With Zelensky there, invited to speak in Congress, begging for more money for Ukraine. That's funny. They haven't talked about the 40 or plus bioweapons labs recently. Huh?
Oh,
you know,
what
it's
a
all
scumbag. He is slithering out of hell into D.C. there, just crawling around in Congress like Gollum or something. You know, it just gives me the creeps to see that guy, and to see the person who's pretending to be our president now as well, that they're the puppet they're holding up at the moment together. And, you know,
what gives me the creeps is that nobody sees it.
Yeah.
Is that so many, you know, so few people see it, you know, and at one point you could see McCarthy and you could see, what's his name? The guy that I just said that
Zelensky?
Said that McCarthy would threaten him.
Getz,
right. You see him and Getz talking, and then you see Getz pointing at him two or three times and then pointing at the floor. And it got interesting, you know. But nobody's going to address what's really going on. We have another clip for that. But we have a caller, I think. I think Jim from New York is calling back. Jim, you're on Lucas World this time. How are you doing?
Jim, you're sir. There you go.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Hi, Luke. Happy New Year.
Yes, you too. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I wish you guys a Happy New Year. So it looks like McCarthy is, they're all talking about that. Like there's hope for the Republicans. Like, they're going to change things.
Right. That's what we're addressing.
I thought it was the big red wave was going to change things. And, yeah, look what they did. They just approved a really a Democrat-lite fake conservative. So Yeah, remember in November 22, everyone was all riled up about the big red wave. Remember that?
Not me. I wasn't riled up.
No, no. I didn't think there would be one either, and I don't think there even was, but even if there was, it would have been ripped right out from under you, even if it did happen. Now, I don't think we can trust election ever again.
No, and there's no such thing as elections. You know, they will not allow, you know, frankly, okay, Jim, you're a good person. You're trying to be a good person. The more you try to be a good person, the more you're either going to get arrested or threatened to jail or worse. They cannot, you know, I mean, Ashley Babbitt's mother couldn't even talk about the death of her daughter. Nobody's talking about that. Oh, five dead police officers in the Capitol? No, and that's another fat lie. Nobody died. You know, Ashley Babbitt lost her life, and no one wants to talk about it because it was unjustified, and everybody knows. So that means that everybody's standing up behind McCarthy. They all know the game. So what does natural law say? They're all as guilty. Period.
Yes, but you got to get all riled up. Don't worry, well, DeSantis will save us in 2024. Mm-mm. Let me tell you about DeSantis. All I need to know is that Jeb Bush and support DeSantis. That's all I need to know. He's a neocon. He's just more fake, false hope.
Yeah, well, I mean, you do a little cursory research on DeSantis, and you see him with those funny things on his head, wailing at the wall in Jerusalem, having his first meeting in Jerusalem. I mean, hello? You know, and then there's always that saying that I always say, they will not allow people to get in there with them. Just a second. What was that meme I was going to throw out at people today? It says, no one will enter the New World Order unless he or she makes a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless they take a Luciferian initiation. So, you know, what does that tell us?
That reminds me of this thing called the Lucis Trust that's associated with a lot of those people, and with Kushner too, I think, was part of that. What was it at 666 Park Avenue or something? I don't remember the exact address, but it was just in your face kind of thing. And they've been doing a lot of that the past couple of years, the in your face kind of thing, where they had the House Resolution 6666 or something, and then the patent that was 60606. It was about the little digital cyber money in your body implant, that it was some kind of cryptocurrency that your body regenerated with an implant, and it was patent 666. It's just,
of course,
right in your face, you know. But that just seems over the top to me. They've got, like, they've constructed this Hollywood looking facade, the way they used to have a town where they just put the front of the buildings there, and there's really nothing there, but that's what they're telling you is here, and that's the reality that they're feeding you and ruling you with. But it's nothing more than the cardboard cutout that they've stuck up there in your face, the shadows on Plato's wall, so to speak.
Yeah,
in the cave.
I'm gonna repeat that again. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he or she will take a Luciferian initiation. That's a quote from David Spangler. And of course they're going to say, oh, disproved. Oh, that's not true. You know, conspiracy. Of course they're going to say that. And then you look at the UN, and that's for the next show. But we have a clip coming up on racism that's really, really important that we want everybody to hear. I'm not sure which caller is the next one or who is still on with us. We have Scott from New York, and then we have Scott. You're still with us, right?
Is that was still Jim there? From New York there, and Scott's hooked next, I think.
I'll leave it short.
That's Jim, though.
But the big red wave. You know, now you got McCarthy, so it's more of the same. If you vote, and all these people getting riled up about DeSantis, just remember, you know, Jeb Bush and Bill Kristol support DeSantis. So just know that. It's another Bush, and watch. In a couple months, they'll forget about McCarthy being reelected or repositioned. Mm-hmm. And then they'll all get riled up about, oh, DeSantis is going to save us.
Right.
You know, so that's the next great hope. They're all bought and paid for. And, you know, why do I always get behind that woman from North Carolina every time I call you? You know, I don't like her. I remember her calling, Farron's show, claiming that people are racist. I can't stand her. But it's free speech, and I applaud RBN.
Well, we spoke about that last time, and I told you last time that she had called, and she was really polite. She was wonderful. She was, you know, I've never had any complaints about her ever. So that's just a personal experience that you have, and I understand that.
Well, still, to imply that Farron's callers are racist, I don't like that. But it's free speech, and she should be have her say. But, hey, you know, what can I tell you? But anyway, I wish you guys a wonderful 2023. And thank you so much. And you have a wonderful show. As I said, after Farron's show, you have the second best show on RBN. And thank you very much. And you guys have a wonderful new year. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for the call. Thank you.
Yes, Scott, you're on Lucas World. Good morning. Sorry for the wait. Do we have Scott?
You guys. I just heard you now. I was just talking to myself. Hello?
Yes.
You're on now. Go right ahead.
You're on
go
Lucas
ahead.
World.
Okay, I guess what I was saying you didn't hear. Anyway, good afternoon. Very good. Anyway, a lot of things adding up here to address since the thing. First of all, the music thing you were talking about, that's Chris Cornell when he was at Temple with the Dog, like from Hunger Strike days and Call Me a Dog kind of days, I'm pretty sure that is. And that reminds me, this would be a really good solution to people on mute. That's a common problem. Once Johnny Delirious did a whole hour on mute and didn't know it. If the board guy knows it, because he has, like, sampler buttons, like they used to do crickets for the guy that used to be on at 9 o'clock when the thing. You could do, like, a thing like, you know, get them a stupid sign or something, you know, some kind of cue that we all know, oh, that someone's on mute. I would recommend the movie Up in Smoke. There was a song by War. I think it was called Green Van, and it was called Lost Due to Incompetence. It's really, that would be like a great song, like if all of a sudden someone's muted and they don't know it, the sound guy could cut to that and then cut to something, and then all of a sudden we'd know what's up. So that's just an idea.
I remember that movie.
Well, that's a great movie.
Cheech and Chong, yeah.
Well, actually, that's part of what I was trying to talk to you guys yesterday with Richard Carey, because you're doing these roundtables. We got something going here that's very unique, okay, that we could use to bank on and combine for it. Like, in fact, you're joining forces together now because it's hard to do stuff in an hour. Join in on Ingrid Castle's show. She gets 2 hours. You're going to love her. Okay, so keep this stuff going. And Janice Barcello only gets an hour. So we could start doing things, our own version. Some of them we got to tone down and pre-script, like where we have Battle of the Bands, or you want to call it like Saturday Night Live skits, point, counterpoint, where we can actually have set up things like, we know Mike has, you know, non-disclosures about geoengineering, and then we have Steve having the geoengineering guy on, giving a whole big 2 hours of presentation. I didn't hear nothing new in that presentation that wasn't 15 years old. I didn't hear anything about mind control. So there's many places we can go to play games, keep limitations, raffle off this, combined for, like, we're doing point counterpoint things and we're doing like comedy roasts where we're just unique and we're offering stuff to the world that And I love that lady from that other one that other caller didn't like. She's gotten much better lately. I agree. Most of the callers call too much, and they don't understand. A lot of callers are timid. They're busy. They work. They have schedules. They don't have the time to call in. Every time these multiple callers call in, they're making it impossible for hundreds of callers to call in. Okay,
yes.
We have 34. When John was Statmiller was alive, in fact, I want to mention Ashley Babbitt too. There were three films on this station back when January 6th happened that I was totally transformed because I don't watch TV. And I watched those three videos from RBN, and I realized that was a scam. That woman wasn't killed. And I was convinced from watching those three videos. And then everybody hears the next thing and the next thing, and they're not realizing the mind control going on from HARP and these things you think of phones and all these systems that you were shown some of in 2000 Mules. That's not the new systems. That's the old 4G stuff, people. Okay, anybody with one of those devices, you're signing contracts to destroy nature. You're against nature if you have one of those devices. Okay, you are signing contracts that enable those corporations that David Bowie warned us about in his last blog about private, expandable wireless networks. You're choosing to not connect to source, to not connect to the ancestor, to not connect to the ether, and you're signing contracts. You're not even signing them. You click and I accept these terms and conditions that are destroying nature and bringing it right outside your bedroom window, these devices that you can't control. There's laws they could put, but I don't want to get off track. So the Ashley Babbitt thing, try and find those videos from the site. And what I called about is you were mentioning about the heat curing, right?
Yes.
Earlier in the show, that's what inspired me to call. Have you heard about the Itera wand? Ingrid Castle was the first person that brought it to the station about 5 or 6 months ago. And then about a month later, Roger Sales brought it, who has a really good following and really went in depth that really it's a miracle on this planet when the planet needs it, okay? And then even Mike, the Tuesday guy, Mike Herzog, he then did it. Now, there's a little bit of a problem because of the company it comes from, but please, both of you're talking about medical, check that out. Reach out to me. I've had emails back and forth with you when you were co-host with V, if you don't remember me. And
yes,
please,
okay.
V isn't giving credit to his ex-partner, but John LaCrone is really the brains behind that. He's now having a problem with, I forget the other guy's name. Get John LaCrone on this station and merge together, like I said, merge with Angry Cat. John LaCrone is the brains behind V's ex-partner he's an old guy, just leave him alone. John LaCrone, he's the man, brother. Get him on this station.
Really appreciate you calling,
yeah,
sir.
I'll yield there. Also, one more thing.
Thanks.
The hair tissue mineral analysis from Johnny Delirious, and he has Tesla BioHealers. Both of you, please look into that, and to be continued. Peace to the gods.
See, what somebody like him should be doing is to have a radio show of his own.
I'm working on it. Wait till you hear my story, brother.
There you go.
Okay?
There you go.
I'm a visionary.
There you go.
Okay?
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Yes.
Very quickly, I'm sorry, we have to keep Paul on hold for a minute. Roger Landry is calling. And he's a very, very busy person. Not that Paul isn't, but Roger is only going to have a few seconds of his own. Hello, Roger. You're on Lucas World. Okay. Sure. I think we're bringing him in. Oh, did he really? Okay. Well, is Paul still online? Okay.
All righty.
Oh, okay. We're
the
calling.
Sonar is casting out. I hear it.
Okay. Well, is Paul still there? Let's welcome Paul to the show very quickly.
Yeah. Well, so that last call, that was quite the filibuster. I love the way he said, use guys, use.
Okay.
Yeah,
we say y'all down here, Paul.
A lot of my material, but I did mainly want to talk about the Ashley Babbitt thing, which he covered, and I will mention this to you, Luca. Yeah, I don't believe that was real at all either. There's a spectrum here. There's some things I say I know, and there's other things I say I'm very mm-hmm. convinced, and so forth. So it's just like Jim Fetzer did a lot of great work on the Ashley Babbitt, and also Miles Mathis wrote a paper, and he updated the paper a couple different times. And, of course, he not only breaks down the events in many cases, but he goes into the background and the families, who these people are. It looks to me she's at least half Jewish, and she might be fully Jewish. And, of course, she's ex-military. There's a lot of these people that are ex-military. So just think of it as a psyop, similar to the Charlottesville, James Field, Heather Heyer psyop, the Boston bombing fraud psyop, the Sandy Hook psyop.
Another false flag.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. The Dylan Roof PSYOP, the Orlando Pulse nightclub PSYOP fraud, all these, the George Floyd with his princely funeral procession.
Make
fraud
war
PSYOP.
By way of deception.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. That's the world we're living in. So thanks for taking that. Otherwise, you guys had a good show. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling. We have Roger Landry now with us, I do believe.
I've got, 30 seconds to talk?
Okay, go.
At least.
Yeah. Look, I'm listening to everything that's going on between what are obviously some people who have paid attention to what's going on around them. And I'm hearing a lot of really good things. What most people here need to understand is the value of the type of media that we have here. We don't always do things perfect. We don't always do things great. And we may not always get the exact meaning of something out to people, but the big difference here is we know today, especially with what has gone by our face over and over again, especially with the Twitter dumps, so on and so forth, that the mainstream media's sole purpose in life today is to misdirect and redirect everything we're being accused of. I don't care how bad someone says your show is on RBN. I don't care if someone says you could do this better. The fact remains that the value of something like RBN and the shows that we can get out to the world are priceless. If we make mistakes, we're human. If we don't get all of the information out, send us an email. We'll make do the next time. We'll apologize for it. But we will give you something you will not get from those we have brought up believing are there to keep us informed. We will get you far closer to the truth than mainstream media can even would be willing to today, regardless of the amount of money that's stuck in their face every day. Where have I got that wrong, Luca?
Yeah, I completely agree. That's terrific. Yeah, I agree.
You've got it. And I've got music running in my ears. So you guys have finished the show. And Stephen, thank you so much for being on the show with us, and Roger for calling in. And it's been a slice. We should do this again sometime.
Yeah, thank you, Luca. I'll be back on Rebel Madman at 4, too. I hope everybody doesn't get tired of me today. But thanks so much for having me.
We're not tired of you. We're just getting started. And this is Luca's World, and we'll see you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.